I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Dimension Data and Dell Technologies. Now, we're going to be talking about building a cloud-ready infrastructure today. And to do that, I'm joined not by one or even two, but three quality guests on the show today. And in no particular order, I'd like to welcome, firstly, Mark Lowe, who is Alliances Manager at Dimension Data. Welcome, Mark. I believe you're in Johannesburg today. Is that right?
That's correct. Thank you, Duncan. Hello, panel.
Our second guest is also from Dimension Data. France, I've had one look at your surname, and I know I'm not going to pronounce it correctly. So I think you're going to have to...
Duncan, no worries.
Thank you, France. You've saved me some embarrassment there. I appreciate it. France, you're also with Dimension Data. What is your title, France?
I'm the product manager within the cloud practice, looking after the on-premise data center and the on-premise private cloud for our clients.
Fantastic. And thirdly, all the way from the Northern Hemisphere, from the UK, I think London, Steve Clulo is joining us from Dell Technologies. Welcome, Steve. What is your position within Dell?
So I'm an Alliance Director working with the Storage Platforms Solutions Division.
Fantastic. Well, we've got the experts to unpack the subject today, and that's creating a cloud-ready infrastructure, what that involves, what it takes, and what you need to know. So we're going to try and answer some of those questions and have a great discussion today, and hopefully learn a lot in the process. Mark, I'm going to pick on you first. I believe you recently joined Dimension Data after working at some other systems integrators. We won't ask you which ones, but also working closely with Dell Technologies. How, in your view, does Dimension Data differ from some of the other systems integrators out there?
Thank you, Duncan. Look, I think there are many, many differentiating factors that come to light. The biggest one of which I would probably say is the willingness to not only adopt new technologies, but actually get the workforce transformed in those new technologies. I think taking that to market in the manner that we do is leading by example. So I think that is probably the biggest differentiator at this point. You know, and the mere fact that we've got NTT as a global backer that comes into the fore from a footprint perspective is a great benefit. The partners that we have with the OEMs are absolutely amazing in terms of how they underpin the technologies we take to market. So, you know, it's very much in line with the rest of the systems integrators, but there are nuances that Dimension Data hold exclusively.
So, France, you also worked at one stage at Dell Technologies, if I'm correct. What are your experiences in terms of customers' cloud transformation? What are some of the discussions you're having with your clients?
So, Duncan, I've been with Dell. I did work for Dell between 2014 and 2019. During that time, I've seen transformation from your traditional three-tier architecture to when we adopted what we call the converged infrastructure with VCE, whereby we used to, you know, at what you call the V-block. I mean, it was engineered as a single platform, designed as a single platform, supported as a single platform, et cetera. And that was around 2018. Then came the hyper-converged infrastructure. Just like, you know, the national progression of things, what we used to do then, automating things with what we call the V-block, you know, hyper-converged just came into the market, and that automation came through. It just started happening without you know, our clients needed to do much. And we've taken that technology from hyperconverged. Now we are building cloud infrastructures for our solutions. So hyperconverged is what has enabled us to get our clients' infrastructure cloud ready, if I may put it that way.
Understood. Yep. Well, let's bring in London now, and let's bring in Steve from Dell. Steve, maybe tell us a little bit about how Dell works with Dimension Data and as well as with its parent NTT, and perhaps you could also share your views on some of the global trends you're seeing around cloud adoption right now, and how Dell is positioning itself to take advantage of those trends.
Yeah, absolutely, Duncan. I think we'd all acknowledge that the past 18 months, if it's taught us anything, is that, you know, organizations are, you know, digitally transforming. You know, we recognize that businesses are having to learn to deal with dramatic change, and that's driving a lot of these global trends that we're seeing. And I think NCT and Dimension Data as a result of these trends is really turning to its service divisions to create turnkey offerings. And Dell is working with that organization to ensure these eventually hit the market. The sixth that I'll call out, and I think it sort of talks to today's agenda really, is they all fuel cloud adoption. The first, I think, is well established, and that's this new ways of working. And that really is around, you know, enabling remote workers to securely access sensitive organizational data. And I think we all have an opinion on how much of that work from home will bounce back into being sort of permanently from home. And I think there are a number of commentators out there saying that that'll probably settle around that sort of 50% mark. Mm-hmm. I think the second one for me is this whole digital experience, you know, apps on the move, intuitive and consistent. And we're seeing that is starting to drive data incredibly, and then linking nicely into gaining those insights from data. And I think we all recognize that data is growing exponentially. I mean, the reality is, as things like architectural design around AI and machine learning is driving more and more data, and that's becoming the sort of capital as companies look to monetize it. So, you know, those three really sit there fueling that cloud adoption. But specific to this conversation, I think Franz mentioned, you know, converged and hyper-converged, this whole idea of simplification of IT. And I think organizations are looking to ensure their IT is efficient. Of course, that's optimizing, you know, cost, but effectively looking at how that modern infrastructure can support those, you know, what might be legacy apps or that sort of state of their data center. And that is leading on to this whole multi-cloud environment where, you know, organizations are looking at how they can take the services and innovation from different clouds and bring that together. But of course, that creates its own consistency challenges and interoperability. Mm. And finally, it wouldn't be a sort of a list without security and cyber resiliency, you know, tagged in there. So those things are, I guess, all driving this whole, the challenges and the solutions, you know, the problem solving that organizations like Dell are trying to fix to make it easy for our customers. And in terms of, you know, Dell and DD's position, you know, I think we've worked, you know, I've been involved in this for the last 5 years, working on creating these offerings that simplify this for our clients. And I think, you know, helping IT departments who are struggling with the skill sets or the resources to make that journey to cloud, whatever that may be, much easier for them to adopt.
Has the last 18 months, I'm sure these trends were in place prior to the pandemic. Has the pandemic and the whole work from home situation and the uncertainties about what the future of work is actually going to look like put enormous pressure on IT departments to accelerate the work that they were doing in this regard? Are you seeing your clients saying to you that we need to do much more of this much sooner than we were expecting to?
Oh, absolutely. I think from a Dell perspective, we saw the shift to the sort of the end point, you know, initially. Yeah. as organizations really tried to mobilize their workforce so their business could continue doing what they needed to do. Interesting, in the last sort of, I would say, 6 months, we've seen that shift now as that, you know, data has exploded in how you secure the infrastructure to ensure that enables that flexible working to continue. The rise, or, you know, I mean, HCI has been around 4+ years now. Hyperconverged has been around. So it's not, you know, leading edge. It's sort of sat there in the data center now delivering these capabilities. But I think that challenge of the, you know, most organizations have a multi-cloud strategy, and that may be by design or just how it's worked out, that is creating the real challenge. And that's what's leading to, you know, the types of services that enable that seamless interaction between those clouds. You know, if you're sat in the middle of that, you know, if you're sat in the middle of inconsistent platforms, operating systems, that makes managing your IT a real headache. And I think what Dimension Data has done, you know, working and collaborating, co-creating with Dell, is to really look at a private software-defined private cloud as an operating hub for that hybrid cloud environment that enables that workload mobility. And I think that essentially for me is the answer for many clients out there who are struggling with this conundrum of multiple cloud workloads in different places.
Yeah, I suppose
right. Steve mentioned, what Steve was talking about is pretty much in line with the trends that we're seeing in our region, the Middle East and Africa, right? We are seeing a lot of our clients moving from what used to be traditional to now adopting what I'll call the majority private cloud. Then some are adopting hybrid cloud, and some are adopting the multi-cloud. And this is pretty much in line with the solution that Steve spoke to, the Dimension Data's private cloud for enterprise, which pretty much addresses the client's workloads being on-prem, being able to take advantage of the existing skills that the clients have, mm-hmm. and be able to take some of the workloads into the hyperscalers, into our hyperscaler partners. And obviously, we're working with the likes of Dell to provide that solution, to bring that solution, very important for us in this region. This is a solution that our parent company, NTT and Dell, have already been doing out there, launched in Asia Pacific, in Americas, in Europe. And now we are bringing it into our region using South Africa as a launch for this. And I will later on just talk a bit to exactly what the solution is, what are the components of the solution, the private cloud for enterprise, pretty much an offering that we believe will revolutionize how our clients are addressing their IT needs today and getting them to be an IT house of tomorrow, pretty much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Steve, let me bring you back in here and maybe ask you how Dell works with NTT and Dimension Data, and how that could be beneficial to South African businesses specifically. And Franz, feel free to jump in as well in Steve's answer here, and perhaps give you some views on how this might work in practice in the South African market.
Yeah, I mean, just to sort of set some context, I'm not new to the South African market. I've worked with Dimension Data now for approaching 5 years, and I think I've seen the data center practice, cloud and data center practice, really go from strength to strength. I think, what's interesting for me is how they've accelerated, with what I would call sort of targeted and clear use cases to support their customers' needs. And I think that's been really important. I think the foundation for that is the depth of the partnership. We bring very specific strengths to these jointly developed solutions, but I think they're really key. And certainly Dell, can't do this in isolation. And it's really important. I think that, Dimension Data have adopted to gain this consistency, to be able to provide this sort of simplification, adopt a blueprinting process. And I think Franz will probably talk a bit to that. But the key for me is that it provides that consistency of service and operation. And I'm really excited about that sort of global solution that's been created, being launched in South Africa, because it's founded on this sort of consistent cloud operating model that Franz talked to just then. It definitely delivers that balanced cloud economics that I think clients are looking for. It's powered by the partnership, and I think that's really important. Both Dell and VMware are all in on this solution. And with the integration of into VxRail, which is ahead of its time, brings that time to value benefit for customers out there. With that sort of ability to rapidly expand and deploy, Dimension Data have delivered a great solution here with that service wrap that they provide on top of that and the way they secure it. So, I'm really excited. And you've only got to search social media for, the launches that we've done in other regions, mm-hmm. And the successes we're having there to see that this really talks to what Dimension Data's customers are wrestling with at the moment and how it can help them on that particular journey.
Correct. And I think, Duncan, this is when let me introduce the solution to our viewers and our listeners. So the solution that we're talking to is the private cloud for enterprise. What it is, it's a blueprinted solution jointly engineered between Dimension Data, NTT, and Dell and VMware. This is based on the industry known hyperconverged, leading hyperconverged infrastructure solution, the VxRail, which is highly engineered. It's able to provide your automated IT, your ability to do an IT house to do the chargebacks. You pretty much have a full on cloud operating model on prem. And this is a blueprint made up of your compute storage network. Then on top of that is the VMware Cloud orchestration tools, which in this case we're using the VMware Cloud Foundation. And very important, I think, to this is how we as Dimension Data and Entity brings in our cloud adoption framework, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a case of we're giving you infrastructure and we are asking you as a client to run with it. No, in this case, we bring in the full end-to-end solution. We bring in the solution with our consulting. And this is in line with our hybrid cloud story, obviously, where we come in, we look at your environment, we look at the consulting side of things, we do a full-on end-to-end consulting. Very important, we look at your applications. At the end of the day, the whole hybrid cloud story relies heavily on the customer's applications. Are your applications cloud ready? Do you have huge databases that you still need to be running on-prem? How many virtual machines do you have? Do you really need to be running 1,500 to 5,000 virtual machines in a hyperscaler? Can this run on-prem? We do all those that consulting. We do the assessment of your environment. And then we, the best, and Mark will talk to that later. The best way to look at it is we help our clients choose the best venue for that application. And part of that is, obviously, while we can recommend some of the workloads to go into the hyperscalers, a lot and majority of those, what we are seeing in the market is they still stay on-prem. And we've provided a solution where we'll provide our clients with an on-premise solution where we can either host it at our data centers or host it on-prem at the customer environment.
I'd imagine you'd be having very different discussions though, depending on what the industry is and how far they are in their cloud journeys.
Absolutely. The part of that consulting that I talk about is we come into your environment, we ask you as a client, where are you on your cloud journey? Have you started the adoption? Have you started having the conversation? Have you looked fully at your environment, your applications? Are you ready to start moving some of those into the hyperscalers? Remember, majority of our clients, and this is across the world, and we've seen that in trends across the world, most of our clients moved their workloads into the hyperscalers for development reason. Now, right, with the partnership like your VMware, your Dell, we have what we call the VMware Tanzu. They brought out the VMware Tanzu, which is Kubernetes on-prem. Now, there's really no need for that developer to take the company credit card, go swipe at a hyperscaler, and then the financial director wakes up to a huge bill 2, 3, 4, 5 months from now, right? So the idea there is let us do the full consultation. Let us look at your environment and let us really do the calculations for you. Let's look at whether it can run off-prem or not. And if not, then that environment will be hosted on your own data center. And very important, Duncan, I think, we have seen with COVID and the pandemic, a move from our clients hosting their own data center and moving that into a hosted environment. And that is very important for us. And that is a very important topic for us because we as Dimension Data and Entity, and this is worldwide, and in South Africa, we have our Joburg One data center, which we are about to launch to the market. We are still investing in our data centers because really an IT team, the guys are saying, there's really no need for me during that hard lockdown to be going into the server room and changing a backup tape. Or looking at whether my aircon is working or not. Rather bring that workload to us. Let us host it for you. Let us build a private cloud for you and still enable you to be able to best into the hyperscaler if there's a need for you to do that as an IT team.
That's very interesting. So the lockdown and the COVID pandemics actually changed the views of companies around hybrid versus on-prem versus the hyperscalers. So there's been a shift to more towards public cloud, but still being kept very much in control of the companies.
Exactly.
Just to add to that. I mean, I think as I say, we recognise multi-cloud, hybrid cloud is not easy.
Yeah.
The workloads have to work together. I think most customers though don't want to become SIs themselves and manage that. And I think where DD come in, in my opinion, there's like literally few organisations have that SI capability you know, have that sort of the full value chain of data center, of networking skills, you know, have their own services, you know, have resources in-house, you know, plus I think, you know, Franz, in the as the businesses have come together, you know, that whole sort of application capability as well, you know, at their fingertips. And I think for me, that's what I call the sort of DD advantage. I think it's really important that, you know, the audience understand that broad brush of capability from what I would call from data center to device and everything in between.
Mark, let me bring you in here. Francis has touched on Dimension Data's consultative capabilities in this space, but maybe take us through those that service offering and expand on it a bit more and what's at the core of it.
Thanks, Duncan. Yeah, look, I think that's the transformation I was talking about earlier. Coming into the business, seeing the business adapt and develop or redevelop its engagement model with customers to that of a more consultative approach is quite refreshing because, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, we've been driving product sales, we've been driving solution sales, you know, led by the OEMs to fulfill or enable technology. Now we're looking at, you know, what are the business outcomes in South Africa? You know, we're driving towards a cloud-first approach, but the output 99% of the time is going to be that of a hybrid model. You know, we need to look at the feasibility through the assessments that we run in initial consultation. You know, we look at the feasibility of where that workload would be best suited. You know, and in many times it is still on-prem. In many times it is a hosted location. And having the ability then to burst into the public, to the hyperscalers, you know, we need to appreciate something that Dell's been saying very well for a very long time. Cloud is not a destination. Cloud is an operating model. And if you look at it in that from that perspective, you know, you glean certain insights. I think a lot of companies have gone, you know, I've read this book or I've spoken to this CIO, and you know, we need to look at our cloud journey. But there are certain applications that run very well in the cloud, and most of the companies that we've come across do not have applications that could just be ported directly to the cloud. So we've got to look at exactly where those function best and make sure that those facilities are in place and catered for the customer throughout the life cycle of that application.
Right. So, France, I believe Dimension Data has four steps in this consultative approach. Can you maybe take us through those?
Correct, Duncan. So the first step is the first step. Basically, what we call it is the first step to the hybrid cloud adoption approach, right? Where we come into your environment. I mentioned quite a bit of the consulting part of it earlier. Where we come in, we consult, right? We end that consultation, and I think very important is we consult to your organization as a client, as if we are part of your IT team, right? Remember, as I mentioned, that we still have the platforms, we still have the managed services capabilities and all those things. So we come into your environment, we look at your infrastructure, we do the assessment of your infrastructure, but very important, most people and most organizations don't touch this. We look and assess at your skill base, right? How is your skill? Are your teams able to run some of this application? Let's say we come in and we identify 80% of their workload can definitely run on-prem. The 20%, we can take them to the hyperscalers. Is your team in its current state having those skills? And if not, what is it that we can do to augment that? So we come in, we consult, we look at your skills, we look at the infrastructure, we look at the business requirements, we look at the technical requirements, and then we start putting together a solution. The next one would be to deliver a solution to you. And that delivery is in the form of either infrastructure to refresh your current environment, what we call the infrastructure modernization, or, like I said, taking some of the workloads to the hyperscalers. That's where we deliver and migrate. And part of that is the migration of that. Once we've put down the new infrastructure, how do we migrate you from your on-prem to the hyperscaler, the bit that needs to go to a hyperscaler, then keeping ensuring that there's connectivity and there's communication between the on-prem infrastructure, the workloads that are on-prem, and the ability to still leverage or burst into a hyperscaler. And the next and very important, this is what our bread and butter, this is what we've always been doing, the operation of the environment. we come in, we operate the environment for you. Like I say, if you got a team of four people and your workloads has grown in such a way that you need at least 3, 4, 5, or 7, 8, 9, 10 people or users, we will be able to augment those, your IT staff with our managed services side of things. And obviously continuous optimization of the environment. With our remote managed services side of things, we are able to continuously log on to the environment, look at it, ensure that it's running, and through our service managers, make sure that the service level that we are giving you is in line with what you are expecting as a client, right? And to ensure that at the end of the day, the whole idea of IT is continuity to your business.
So how does Dementia Data package all of this methodology and bring it to market?
So in the form of, I mentioned the private cloud for enterprise, mm-hmm. That is one approach to that. Then the four step approach, which is, we look at the consulting side of things. The consultation, very important, across the board. When I say across the board, for your on-prem data center, for our virtual data centers, or what we call the IT as a service data centers, mm-hmm. and for the hyperscalers. That's how we approach it. Pretty much how we come in is, we're not coming to you with, this is where we believe you need to go as an IT organization. We consult, we look at your applications, and based on your application requirements, we will give you the best venue for that application of yours. So we will guide you exactly on where to place which application and how exactly to do that. Obviously, we do the full end-to-end management of that.
I think to add to that, Duncan, is we make sure that we do the same assessments throughout. Those assessments will talk to, either on-prem or right the way through. So there's no differentiation up front. We run the assessments just looking for the correct location for the workload. And I think that's very important, because it doesn't really matter where the workload sits. It's a cloud of some sort.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing it, that companies are definitely reassessing their IT spends, and investment in their own data centers, is declining in favor of this sort of new world that we're describing. Mm. And we talked a little bit about the complexities there, and I think to Mark and Franz's commentary, that's what Dimension Data bring to it. So as organizations are struggling to finalize their cloud strategy, or actually wondering where to start, Dimension Data can help them in those two ends of the continuum. And I think the offerings that have been built, talk to those particular needs. And I think the fact they're consistent and they've built them around that blueprinted approach, which means they can offer them globally as well as, locally in South Africa, I think is the measure of the investment they've made and the co-creation they've done.
Interesting.
And we must remember, this is a journey. This is a journey at the end of the day. It's not mature to anyone at this point. So, we are learning as we ingest the technologies ourselves. And it's really nice to be able to take that to market, those learnings to market, especially when we've got, Steve looking at it from a global perspective. He can shed a lot of insights globally that we can use locally. And South Africa is not the laggard it was. We are not that behind in terms of technology if you look at the global trends. So we're right up there. The days of us being 5 years behind, that's archaic thinking. It's over. So all right.
That's very interesting.
Sorry, Mark, just to that point, we've always seen the South African market big adopters of converged and hyperconverged for the reasons that you described, around looking for where businesses can get the skills and looking for SIs like yourself to be able to provide that. So I think they've always been willing to look at that next step, look at how they simplify their environments and take advantage of that in the local and markets outside of South Africa itself.
Just a point on that, Duncan.
Sorry, yes, of course, Franz, please.
To just give you a few. I remember year was 2016. We had one of the biggest institution of higher learning, the distance learning ones in Africa. And the guy said to us, at the time I was at Dell, right, just to give you a view of how technology has moved. At the time, the client said, listen, from October to March, or October to February, my applications, I got a few VMs where they get fully maxed out with online applications for studying at our institution. I want an environment where I'll be able to run my environment during the quiet months, but right. during that busy time, I need to be able to pump up my resources mm-hmm. and ensure that I can handle all that workload. And at the time, this is 2016, we did not have a solution for that. 2018, I think, VMworld and then Dell Technology World, Dell and VMware announced that they're partnering with your AWS and them to have VMware on AWS and VMware Cloud Foundation at Azure. That was where the true ability to do cloud bursting came in. What the client was asking us was cloud bursting. We couldn't do it in 2016. 2018, these two giants came together. It started with Microsoft first, and now we are able to do that. And the solution that we're talking about, the private cloud for enterprise, enables us to be able to do that. We can literally run your applications on-prem and be able to burst as and when you require as a client. And that is a very key thing for most of our clients. It just blows my mind that we were not able to do that 4 years ago. Now we are able to do that, and we can fully talk to the client about their full end-to-end solutions.
Well, I think that's a good point, to bring in Mark, because you've touched there, France, on some of the the cost implications associated with this and the benefits it can bring to companies. But Mark, if you don't mind, maybe unpack a little bit what this means from a working capital perspective for companies and their CapEx and OpEx spend. It has big implications, right?
Sure. I mean, if we take a step back and let's just look at things. So the advent of cloud came along in all of its derivatives. I think people kind of stepped back and went, we've got a refresh cycle coming up, right, on our on-prem stuff. COVID hit, there's all these variables that have come into the picture, and everybody's kind of either regressed slightly and gone, look, we're not really willing to spend at this point, so we'll starve, and just leverage the IT that we've got for the time being until, this actually works itself out. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that have happened. And I think a lot of companies now have got no choice but to make a choice. And conservation of working capital is at the forefront of any choice. Sure. We've always looked at OpEx and gone, this is potentially a better way to operate IT spend than CapEx. And essentially it is. But consumption-based computing has come to the fore now, and Dell has launched a program called Apex, which takes this to the next level. So it's not really just rebadging OpEx, but it's giving you true consumption-based computing. So why pay for something that you don't use? Why pay for storage that is sitting idle at a specific time? I think most companies now are looking at working capital in a very different light, and they're going, I'm not going to expend anything. And that's why the cloud adoption, the initial push to cloud, in my view, was all about, well, cloud's going to be cheaper. It's going to save us money.
Right.
And that's, once again, looking at cloud as a destination. And that's not necessarily always going to be the case. So the feasibility studies, risks assessments need to be done, across the board. We have to look at things pragmatically. We have to say to ourselves, look, cloud is not always going to be the answer if you look at a destination, but it is going to be the answer if you look at it as an operating model. Data first is really the discussion we should be having, where should the data reside, and what are the costs associated keeping the data at that particular point?
But as we've already said in this discussion, there has been a situation, I think, most companies where the company credit card has come out and people have been spinning up resources left, right, and center. And in many respects, I think companies have kind of lost control of some of their cloud spend. And I suppose a part of the strategy, a part of talking to systems integrators like Dimension Data and putting a proper strategy around the cloud in place is to stop that sort of ad hoc spending and get a proper containment and control over it, right?
Sure. Well, to just to have a monthly spend that that is your monthly spend on your IT is so much more beneficial than having to work out CapEx over a period of 3 years or 5 years, whatever the case. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think, Mark, just to add on that, very important, Duncan, is that with a solution like this, we bring it on-prem, you are able to do this. You run the environment. Mark talking about cost, when you are running multiple department environment, you need to be able to do what you call your chargebacks, right? You know, a developer in this department is going in marketing, is going wild, spending all sorts of resources on your environment. You need to be able to identify who that is, be able to identify and charge back to marketing and say, listen, we've spent this much on IT on this particular month. We are going to bring this bill to you guys. So that brings a bit of discipline, but not just that. You need to be able to know which of your departments are using what and be able to charge back accordingly. That way, IT is no longer seen, like we say in the old say, it's no longer seen as a cost to the company, but it's an enabler of the organization, right?
Right, right. And Franz, I mean, we've touched on private cloud, and I mean, we've looked at on-prem infrastructure. But how do the Dimension Data and Dell solutions apply for companies that are using the public cloud, that are using the hyperscalers?
So, Duncan, remember the what you call the VMware Cloud Foundation, which is what the blueprints are made up of. And Dell internationally, by the way, Steve will talk to that, have already launched their own public cloud where they are able to host their own clients. In this region, they've not done that. And hence we are launching a solution that is similar to what they're doing already internationally. We have our own IT as a service environment. But in that case, we look at the whole consultation, where is the client? Some of these organizations will start as an born in the cloud organization, right? Started with 5, 6, 7, 8 guys, developers. They started with a few VMs in any of the hyperscalers, and they grow out of that, right? They go into a hyperscaler, they grow out of that. Before you know it, they're running 50 plus VMs. Now, the cost for that becomes unbearable for them. Now, that is when you look at how do you move those workloads from that environment to on-prem. And that is where the solution comes in. That is where our consulting is. We look at that. We look at your growth projections, and we say, you know, what would be best for you 3 years from now? And if 3 years from now, you need to be looking at bringing these resources internally, what will that journey look like? And can we start working with you towards doing that?
Having agility, basically, at the end of the day, to be able to
exactly meet. That.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and helping mitigate the risk of increased complexity, you know, the security concerns. You know, and I guess what we see in the market, a disaggregation of IT assets. You know, organizations still have to be able to control performance, the economics, the trust, the governance, all those things that I think we've talked to in this track. You know, those are still important to any business. And, echoing the guy's comments, you know, starting from that consultative approach, looks at all those areas and, you know, data first, you know, right workload in the right place is absolutely where it should be born from.
Franz, I am picking a lot on you this afternoon, but I wanted to come back to you and ask you about the about different industry sectors. I know we touched on this a little bit earlier in the discussion, but perhaps you want to unpack it in a little bit more detail about how the solution is adapted for different sectors.
Correct. So Duncan, first let's talk about a few principles of what the solution is made up of, right? I mentioned your primary workloads, where we look at how much of your workloads can we run on-prem? Then we look at the production, the prod and DR side of things. Do you need to be having an on-prem prod and on-prem DR? Can we host that in one of our data centers, for instance? Can you do production on-prem and then disaster recovery in one of our data centers, or even disaster recovery on one of our hyperscaler partners, right? We look at that. We look at high availability of your workloads. But very important is we come into the environment. We have the blueprints that we have enables us to target your clients, our clients in education, our clients in engineering, our clients in financial institutions, the finance institution, manufacturing, down in PE. We do this kind of solutions for some of the auto manufacturers, right? Where we are able to come in and plug into what they are doing already and deploy the solution based on the best practice and the blueprints that we have. And very important, I think what we need to look at is these are blueprints that we've used the world over. We are not coming into a client's environment and starting a brand new engagement. We've done this previously. We've already deployed this, like I say, Asia, Pacific, Europe, Americas. We've got clients running this in different industries, and we are able to pull some of those knowledges and experiences that we had when we were doing that and bring them to the region. So, pretty much works with most of the organization except for the born in the cloud kind of organizations, unless if those outgrow their existing environment. So a fintech, that start in the cloud, we'll leave it there and we can do the consulting, we can do the managed services for them, et cetera, while their workloads are there. But for those other environments that have huge databases and the likes, we will bring them, we can consult with them and we can deploy the solution for them.
Yeah, I mean, echo some of those points, you know, when I look at the work I'm doing with NTT, the global parent, you know, that principle of consistency of infrastructure, of operations, experience, you know, is the sort of key foundations of what they're trying to deliver. And Franz talked about private cloud for enterprise. We have a huge range of use cases that apply to that. So, you know, yes, it's founded on this hybrid cloud, this sort of modernization of the infrastructure that businesses are wrestling with. But there are, you know, point solutions around VDI, private cloud for SAP, Azure Stack Hub as a key one. And not forgetting, you know, we're working with them around, you know, the architectural trends, you know, AI machine learning with some of the smart capabilities we're jointly building. And also, I guess, you know, one of the closer ones to home is around 5G, you know, exploiting that as the sort of business enabler. So Duncan, I think, you know, those factors all tie into, you know, this for us is a reiterative process. We're looking ahead, we're looking at, you know, what our customers, you know, tell us they need, you know, their sort of pain points and how we resolve them. And we're in that process making robust solution offerings that simplify that IT and their ability and move that sort of management overhead and also, you know, supporting the development to Dimension Data, which I think is the sort of the main advantage that DD offer.
Now, Steve, at the beginning of the discussion, you touched on cybersecurity as one of the big trends. And of course, I think a discussion like this has to come around to security at some point. Steve, I'm going to ask you for your views on, or your inputs on the work that Dell is doing there from that perspective. But let me bring in Franz first. Franz, just talk to me about cybersecurity and some of the discussions you're having with your companies, and particularly around these offerings you're bringing to market. How is cybersecurity baked into the offering?
Correct. So Duncan, you'd remember I mentioned that, and this happened started with your NTT, right? And it came into this region where we brought in all the different operation opcos into a single environment. We started the one dimension data environment, and part of that was bringing in very important the security component very close to what we do in the cloud business. So part of the consultation that I spoke about, security is part of that through and through. We like to, you know, internally, the typically when we talk, we say we wrap our security around everything, every single thing that we do with our clients, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sell a solution or to work on a client's environment without that security cap on you. So every one of our engagement, every one of our solutions that we take to market has security in it. We will work on the cloud environment, we will have security on it. The hybrid network, networking is very important, obviously, from a cloud side of things. That's, you know, the SD-WAN, software-defined WAN side of things. Security will be part of it, up to the application are part of it. And then very important, thanks for asking that question. Part of these blueprints, Dell will be coming in with their cybersecurity solutions, and see if you can just tell us a bit more about how we're going to incorporate that into the blueprints.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of touched on it earlier that, you know, I mean, let's face it, data is the valuable asset of any business. And, you know, with the cloud strategies that we're seeing, you know, it's important that the data is secure, it's protected, available, you know, and it, I guess delivers to the required performance that the business needs, you know. Now, you know, Duncan, in your role, I'm sure you read the press and have seen the steep increase in cybercrime.
Yeah.
You know, as more companies digitalize, I guess data protection is becoming important to avoid, you know, even more important to avoid these cybersecurity issues. You know, and you know, Dell's offerings, you know, and we work with DD to ensure we have that end-to-end solution in case of impact, so we can support customers as they respond and recover. I know we could fill probably another session on this for sure. But to Franz's point, we'll work with the Dimension Data Security team. We can undertake cyber resiliency assessments, you know, which provides that sort of measure of an organization's ability to respond, you know, and protect and recover from cyber threats. So I think, you know, it's fair to say that this is all about, you know, in these unprecedented times, all about having confidence that, you know, businesses can access their data. And what we've done with, you know, software-defined private cloud in terms of the data protection we built into that and blueprinted that, you know, that just continues to be a iterative approach, but we can go wider right the way into the sort of cybersecurity and resiliency options to avoid these whole idea of, you know, disruptive events and cyber attacks and, you know, all the other ransomware and malware attacks that we see out there. But we would work with the Dimension Data Security team, who would then lean on, you know, Dell's extensive portfolio in this area. And I just think there's, you know, no business can turn a blind eye to what's going on at the moment. I think the stats are pretty horrendous, really, in terms of the cost to businesses as it currently stands.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. We could probably spend the rest of the afternoon talking on this subject, but unfortunately, Eskom load shedding is going to be interrupting us in a few minutes, so we do need to move to wrap. But before we do, I want to ask Mark to come in, and perhaps I'd like to address a final question to you, Mark. And just looking back at the last 18 months, the pandemic, work from home, and everything we've been through over the last year and a half, what have Dimension Data's learnings been through this pandemic, and how are you taking those learnings forward with your solutions?
I think it boils down to consistency. Nothing is consistent. I don't think we've got to have a view of agility with everything. I think we've changed our engagement models to accommodate for the status quo as it stands now. That's going to change 6 months down the line, a year down the line, you know, and we need to just be well positioned to take advantage of that, to take it to market correctly, and to help our customers with the journey. I think that's the real thing that I would like to resonate with everybody is we are absolutely not overly mature in this market. And we are learning day by day, and that's what we want to take with or to our customers in terms of that journey.
Right. Well, it's been a fascinating discussion. If anyone wants to learn more, what's the best way for them to reach out to Dimension Data, Mark?
If this has resonated with you as an individual or as a company, please. Contact your client manager if you have one. If you don't, please feel free to contact me directly at Dimension Data. And Franz is also contactable. So we'll leave our details below.
Fantastic.
Well, very, very important on that, Mark. We do have on our website, we do have a macro site for these solutions.
Right.
Some of the clients, they can go there, log on to our site, have a look at these, have a look at the blueprints, look at what we're looking at, and then see how it can plug into your environment, and now you can contact us through that.
Fantastic. And I've actually got that URL here, which I'll include in the article on the Tech Central website. But for those who don't have access to it, it's dimensiondata.com/en-gb/solutions/intelligent-infrastructure/cloud. Bit of a mouthful, so we'll link that.
Mouthful.
I will link that on the website. But once again, if you need it, it's dimensiondata.com/en-gb/solutions/intelligent-infrastructure/cloud, and there you'll learn more. Although I'm sure if you simply type in Dimension Data Intelligent Infrastructure, you will find your way there somehow or other. Gentlemen, thank you for a fascinating discussion this afternoon. Franz, I'm going to try and I'm going to attempt to pronounce your surname. You're going to have to give me a score out of 10 on my pronunciation. I hope I don't fail this afternoon. Franz Tawatsalo. Nope, can't do it. Franz, you're going to have to say your own surname.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to say it one last time. Franz Tawatsalo.
Franz Tawatswala.
Yes, perfect.
Thank you. Really? No, I think you're just being generous, Franz.
no, really. That was perfect.
Great. Well,
thanks, Duncan.
Thanks for your time. And Mark Lowe are both with Dimension Data, and Steve Clulow is, of course, with Dell Technologies. Thank you for a fascinating discussion this afternoon.